There is stuff we are never supposed to talk about.
There are some women who never experience orgasm and can experience massive sexual pleasure. There are some days when orgasm is just too much work.
Conversations that make us feel embarrassed or uncomfortable.
When I started in perimenopausal kind of phase of life, no one was having conversations with me. And unfortunately, at that time, my mother was already deceased. And so I couldn't like tap into her and say, hey, mommy, I'm pregnant and I'm 41 and I'm also like going through some other things. Is this what I should expect?
Burning questions for others that we'd never want anyone to ask us.
So if we can understand what goes on in lemur poop, as well as monkey poop, as well as ape poop, as well as human poop, that provides clues about our own evolutionary history with our gut microbes.
But the stuff we're not supposed to talk about with each other, like intimacy and our bodies, talking about it more could help us all have a little more empathy for one another. Hey, I'm Anita Rao. I'm a journalist with a background in women's studies, and recently I've started having some really interesting conversations with people on a public radio show I host in North Carolina called The State of Things. You'd think people wouldn't be so forthcoming about their experiences with sex, relationships, and personal health on the radio. Not the case.
The moment that I found out that I was pregnant, I was actually hungover. and I mean, there's more to that, which is that I had lost a pregnancy. And so I was not in the mindset of thinking about getting pregnant again. I wanted to give myself a break from, you know, the fears and the worries that maybe I was too old, maybe I had waited too long, or maybe, you know, I couldn't do it. When my doctor called with what really should have been joyful news, the very first thought I had was, Oh God, like, did I just pickle my fetus with tequila shots last night?
Now these conversations have a new home on Embodied, a podcast from North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. In every episode, we'll hear about ways to better understand what's happening inside of us and how we can all relate to each other a little better, too. No topic is off limits, and you'll hear from some truly thoughtful people willing to navigate us through conversations about our brains, our bodies, and why what's personal often becomes political.
I use they-them pronouns. It's not common in real life, and so a lot of times I get misgendered in public.
It's Sex, Relationships, and Your Health direct to your podcast feed. No need to be shy. We are all in this together, and we have a lot to learn from each other. Subscribe now to Embodied on your favorite app to listen and discover new episodes.